Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
I am a Republican, but I'm also an American. America spoke. They voted for Obama. We pull together as a country, and all of the people in Congress, the Senate, they need to pull together, and they need to think about what all of the American people need and what is good for this country. And if that means that right now Republicans have to lean in a little bit, they need to lean in, and they need to fix this budget, and we need to move forward as a country.
There's a talk radio caller who thinks it's time for both sides to stop fighting and get together to solve America's economic problems. I guess the fiscal cliff would be the number one item on this week's countdown. I don't guess it. I know it. I'm looking at the research done by the folks at Talkers.com, responsible for monitoring the talk radio industry, talk radio programs, hosts, stations all around the country to determine this week's list. In fact, the list every week and the fiscal cliff, our economic reality, is number one. Let's go through the list from number 10 to number one.
Number 10.
The resignation of Jesse Jackson Jr. from Congress.
Number 9.
The bankruptcy of the Hostess Bakery Company.
Number 8.
The proposal in Illinois to offer driver's licenses to illegal immigrants.
Number 7.
Number 7 is the nudity ban in San Francisco.
Number 6.
The holiday week, Black Friday, all that good stuff from Thanksgiving.
Number 5.
The election and fallout, which sort of remains a big discussion.
Number 4.
What's going on in the Middle East?
Number 3.
The Benghazi investigation.
Number 2.
The Petraeus Broadwell scandal.
Number 1.
And our fiscal reality, that is the number one item, and we'll spend a good deal of time on that, including inviting your calls as reaction to this at 800-510-8255. Let's get started in depth by listening to radio host Bill Meyer talking to Congressman Greg Walden of Oregon about whether the president wants us to go over the cliff or not.
All we hear about here, Congressman, fiscal cliff, fiscal cliff, fiscal cliff. And there's a part of me that wonders if the president really wouldn't just as soon have us go over the cliff. Any comment on that? What are you hearing up in D.C.?
Well, what I hope is that that's not the case. It's unfortunate that the president hasn't put forward a specific plan sooner. But, you know, it was the election year. The House, under Republican leadership, did put forward a plan. A very specific plan. We passed it with, I believe, bipartisan support, sent it to the Senate on how to avoid the cliff, both on tax policy and on spending policy, while still achieving the reductions called for by the Budget Control Act. So, I mean, we came up with a thoughtful approach. It went nowhere in the Democrat-controlled Senate, and here we sit. Now, the good news is the Speaker went to the White House on Friday with the notion that what first needed to be put in place was a framework on how to find a solution, and he proffered that in their meetings. And it seems that they're headed in a better direction now as a result. And so, you know, over this week and early into next week, hopefully we can find common ground. But, Bill, nobody expects, if you're a Democrat especially, that the president's somehow going to abandon his principles. Nor should they expect the Republicans are somehow going to abandon theirs. That's not going to happen. But somewhere in the middle, we should be able to find common ground that doesn't violate either party's principles.
Okay, I'm trying to think of the principles involved here. I think if I talked about Democratic principles, is that, you know, raise taxes, and if, you know, and then of course you have on the Republican side, generally speaking, not wanting to raise taxes. So how do you split that baby, huh?
Yeah. So that's kind of one of the core pieces here. And that is, you know, don't raise tax rates that are going to, you know, that are going to depress the economy by negatively affecting the job creators. But you don't have to raise tax rates. There are special interest provisions in the tax code that should be reviewed and closed. There are ways to generate revenue without raising tax rates. And so I think that's what, you know, the Republicans are putting on the table is, we realize there are other ways to raise rates. We actually think you get the economy going again. You get more people getting paid better than they're getting paid today. You'll generate revenue to the government. And that's where we should go. And so I think there's some openings here to accomplish what needs to be accomplished and solve the problem.
Solving the problem is a good idea, right? 800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougStephan.com as we go through the number one item this week on our talk radio review, the fiscal cliff. Let's listen to a couple of more pieces of sound from various radio programs that we've monitored, and then we'll take some of your calls on the so-called fiscal cliff. Here's host Hillary Howard along with Sean Anderson talking to Rachel Smolkin from Politico.com about the negotiations in Congress to avoid the problem.
Why the pessimism after the opening round of negotiations?
We saw a very public display of cooperation, conciliatory rhetoric last week after the first round of talks at the White House. Behind the scenes, there's more pessimism among staffers. The Republicans made an opening offer this week and really didn't move away from any of their positions. They want to see freezing of the Bush-era tax rate, so all of that stays in place. They want to change the so-called inflation calculator for entitlement programs. They want to overhaul the tax code and keep the estate tax at 2012 levels. Now, it's important to say this is just the opening offer. Each side is going to start with their firmly held beliefs and put out their best possible offer for themselves, and things have to move from there. But what was disappointing to Democratic staffers is the absence of any real concessions on the Republican side. They're very much each starting in their corner here, and I think some of the staffers were hoping to see at least a little bit of movement early on. This is going to be a tough process.
Well, after the break for turkey and stuffing, are we going to see more talks soon, or have they decided that yet?
We are going to see lots of talks. And, in fact, publicly we saw President Obama at the White House pardoning the turkey, and we had Cobbler and Gobbler there, you know, rhyming named turkeys. But behind the scenes all week, staff has continued to meet, and the principals will be getting together again after the break. They don't have a lot of weeks left. I mean, the so-called fiscal cliff when the tax rates are going to change, those will lapse and the defense cuts will start. That all happens at the beginning of next year. So we just don't have a lot of time left to get a big deal through. Now, we could see a breakthrough deal. We could see the nation go over the cliff. And then there are some intermediary steps they could do, maybe a smaller deal, push off the big controversies until next year, do some kind of Band-Aid approach or move the time frame. That's a favorite gambit of Congress. So there are lots of ways this could end up, but what's clear is they have a lot of tough work ahead of them in the next few weeks.
Why do all those people from Politico.com sound like they're still in high school? Have you noticed that? 800-510-8255. All right, one more piece from a respected host, and then some of your calls as we can fit them in here. Number one this week is the fiscal cliff, and that's where we are as we review the top 10 here on the countdown.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play, day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Hurting up?
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at MyEmergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry creams, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
off your stockings with all the great flavors of ChapStick this year. All in the cough and cold aisle. ChapStick. Apply happy.
If you have readers on your holiday gift list, here's great news from Barnes & Noble. This Friday, get the best price ever on Nook Simple Touch. It's just $59. You save $40. Gizmodo called Nook Simple Touch, quote, the best e-reader. And this Friday, you can get it for our best price, too. Only $59 while supplies last. Only at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Only Black Friday.
We interrupt our program with massively fantastic news. Even more Old Navy favorites will be on sale Saturday as Cheermageddon continues. And here's an eyewitness account. Can you tell our audience what you're seeing?
More deals are incoming. Good gravy! It's Jingle Jammies for $8 and Fans Graphic Tees just $5 for the family.
This Saturday, continue to shop the most epically friendly sale ever. It's Cheermageddon at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Valid 11/24 excludes licensed sleepwear.
800-510-8255. A few more minutes on the number one issue this week. We're discussing the fiscal cliff. Here's host Garland Robinette with financial analyst Will McBride about how the U.S. is not alone in this problem.
It's beginning to look like, and you tell me if I'm wrong here, we're entering a period where it's no longer just about politics and have-nots. It's beginning to feel like a real fiscal crisis, but it feels worldwide. Am I exaggerating?
Oh, no. It is an epidemic, I would describe it, as an epidemic among the modern welfare states. So this is no coincidence that it's happening in multiple countries in Europe at the same time, mostly in Southern Europe. And it's happening in the U.S., and it's happened in Canada. They happened to them in the 90s. So what this is, it has all the same symptoms. It's an accumulation of deficits year after year, and finally a debt level that is so high that the credit agencies start to downgrade the sovereign debt. That happened to us, as we know, in 2011 for the first time last year. And now other credit agencies are threatening to do that if we don't resolve this fiscal cliff. So, and then it, you know, the end game, it appears, is, I mean, there's a couple of end games. Canada found their way out of it by massive reform and restructuring their taxes and putting themselves on a very solid growth trajectory. And then we have the alternative, which is Greece, Spain, and Italy, which are basket cases, and they're just getting worse and worse. France seems to want to join that crowd. They're all growing and they're either in recession or they're essentially flatlining. And there's really no hope. They seem to be getting worse and worse. So I think we have to make that choice as a country, which path we want to go down.
Charles, you're on the countdown.
These people are saying this thing about raising tax on the rich would not benefit, but it will. During the Clinton years, the corporate tax rate was about 39-something, and it created 23 million jobs. Now, that time was different. The thing is now, what the president's saying is raise tax on people to make $250,000. That's very few people, $250,000, will hurt small business. Very small percentage. Now, if we keep the tax cut on the wealthy, that's going to cost us even more money. Now, this thing about the debt, that's a long-term thing. That's not a real big issue right now, although they make it out to be. This is an older fiscal cliff. You know, you still have time to negotiate and come up with a deal. It would take time for it to affect the economy. And the American people have spoken. Now it's time to go with the president's plan.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's move along now. We've done number one, spent a good deal of time talking about the fiscal situation. Number two is the scandal involving General Petraeus, or Mr. Petraeus and Ms. Broadwell. Here's host Paul W. Smith talking to Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan about some of the speculation this week that he, Congressman Rogers, will be picked to replace David Petraeus as director of the CIA.
His job is as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He is a former state senator, a former FBI special agent, a former U.S. Army officer, and then November 12th, I started referring to you as Mr. Director. CIA Director, you've been talked about as one of the potential fine candidates for that position. What can you tell us about that?
Well, first of all, it sounds to me as if you are trying to get me to be the former congressman. I need to.
I would never try to. I would never try to unseat you. And if you don't want the job, you can say so here and now. But it seems like you'd be a perfect fit for that kind of position with your background.
Well, I mean, it was the name at least publicly has been bandied about. They're going through a process now. For that position, I have every expectation I will be the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, which is a great job. It's where I want to be, and it's the kind of work that I think is important for the
You've
country.
Done.
And here's the best part of that.
Yes.
I am going to serve with the chairwoman, Candace Miller, at Homeland Security. I'm very, very, I have great expectation. She's going to be the next chairman of Homeland Security.
All right,
Committee. Good
deflection, but have you had any conversation that you can share with us without getting into the details regarding the position of director of the CIA with people who could be involved in that kind of decision-making process?
I would not be able to confirm nor deny any discussions on the process that they may be going through on the CIA director. I will tell you, I have every expectation that I will be the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee in January.
I can neither confirm nor deny. Don't you love that when politicians have that? All right, so much for that smoke. Number two is what happens in the aftermath of the scandal and the attention being paid to Jill Kelly, who apparently received a prestigious award from the Joint Chiefs of Staff last year. But let's not get stuck on that. Let's go to number three this week on the countdown, the investigation into what happened in Benghazi. Here's host Joe Gallucci talking to Oliver North. North says, what we are missing is what wasn't done in the lead up to the attack in Benghazi.
Benghazi, what are the red flags for you, sir?
Gosh, I mean, one of the problems is our colleagues, you know, in the media, keep going after who was it that tweaked the talking points and things like that. That's almost irrelevant, because this is, after all, the same administration that described a jihadi terror attack at Fort Hood, Texas, as workplace violence. So we shouldn't be surprised that somebody takes a word out of talking points and for example, Al-Qaeda, and replaces it with extremists. What's really important is what we're ignoring. What was and wasn't done in the months, weeks, days, and hours leading up to the attack, and wasn't done during the attack to save lives or to... I mean, it went on for 7.5 hours. If it's really true that there were no military assets available, and I'm not certain that is the truth, by the way, that's what they're saying, why? How can it be that Ronald Reagan back 25 years ago, and I was there when all this happened, could react in 45 minutes to taking out the hijackers of the cruise ship Achille Lauro back in 1985, and here we are in 2012 with far more capabilities, but there's no military assets available? If that's true, that's a crime. In Washington, D.C., it's usually the cover-up that's bigger than the crime. In this case, it's the crime that's bigger than the cover-up. And this administration is grievously at fault, whether it's malevolence or incompetence. We need to find out because we've got literally hundreds of embassies and military facilities and American businesses that are now at enormous risk because of Benghazi.
Hi, this is Ali North, and now up next in a few moments, number 4, the violence in the Middle East here on the Countdown.
Look! It's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
This holiday, Toys for Tots celebrates 65 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one U.S. Marine delivered 5,000 toys. Today, they provide toys and books to over 7 million children in over 700 communities nationwide. With 16 million children living in poverty, millions of families will struggle to make ends meet this holiday. Fortunately, they can turn to Toys for Tots for help. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
The need has never been greater for Americans to support Toys for Tots. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Toys can be donated at all Toys R Us or Babies R Us stores through December 2nd. Monetary donations are accepted now through December 24th and online at toysrus.com/toysfortots.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Second half hour of the review, this hour, devoted to actually counting down from number 10 to number 1, the hot issues, the charts for the week of November the 19th to the 23rd on our Talk Radio Review, thanks to the folks at Talkers.com. Number 1, the fiscal cliff. Number 2, the Petraeus Broadwell scandal. Number 3, the Benghazi investigation. That gets us to number 4, the violence in the Middle East under intense Egyptian and American pressure. Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas halted 8 days of bloody conflict this week, averting a full-scale Israeli ground invasion of the Gaza Strip without really resolving the underlying disputes. Has been going on for years and years. Here's host David Patterson with Ambassador Ido Aroni, Consul General of Israel, about the agreed ceasefire.
And this is not a rhetorical question, but do you feel any relief upon the announcement of this ceasefire?
Well, you know, we'll have to wait and see whether peace and tranquility will be maintained. It remains to be seen. You know, I'd like to remind our listeners that the only reason and the only reason we went in is to stop the constant shelling and firing of rockets and mortars into Israel. And if that would be, if that peace and quiet will be kept, then we will keep our side of the bargain.
I remember being in Israel in the fall of 2008 when there would be rockets fired from Gaza into Israel every day, two or three of them. And I remember being there with General Al-Mulg, the first to jump off the plane in the raid on Entebbe, and he was telling me that this happens, but he and I are standing right there, meaning that one could come any minute as far as we knew. It was probably the most frightening moment of my life. I don't know how so many people are able to go about their day-to-day duties and affairs in the midst of such violence and hatred.
Well, the truth is we can't. We showed the utmost degree of restraint until a certain point where you say enough is enough. For how long can you allow an enemy that doesn't even recognize your right to exist to threaten your life, to paralyze your economy, to put one-third of your population within range? 1 million people live in shelters for a week now. Hundreds of thousands of children did not go to school. Thousands of businesses went under. we lost billions in this. So for how long can you absorb that? So Israel's economy and Israel's society are known for their resilience, but at one point the Israeli government said enough is enough, and we decided to launch this military operation. And I have to say with a great deal of satisfaction that nearly 1,000 targets in the Gaza Strip, most of them are armament depots, were destroyed by the Israeli Air Force. In some cases, we went after the heads of the snake, the leaders of the terrorist organizations of Hamas. Hamas is a probably the largest terrorist network in the world, and they have their own country, popularly referred to by the Israelis as Hamastan. It's called Gaza Strip, Hamastan. They say it jokingly, but they actually mean it very, very seriously. Hamas was able to turn the entire Gaza Strip into one big weapon depot.
The Israeli forces are still massed on the Gaza border. Calm, though, if you listen to some of the people that are over there now, it seems, as someone has pointed out, I've been over there four times, so I know how the pulse of the nation is. They have begun to take this stuff almost in stride, which is really kind of it's a real comment on the reality of what goes on both sides. The success of the truce, obviously, a test of how the new Egyptian government, the Islamist government there, may influence the this conflict in the Middle East that goes on and on and on. Both Israel and Hamas claiming victory now that the ceasefire has gone into effect. I think that's always interesting to listen to that. But let's go on, because there are a number of other things that we need to touch on as the Talk Radio Countdown Show pursues all top 10, so you can know what's been in review, if you will, on all of your favorite talk radio stations. Here's number five's the election fallout's input from host Pete Kelliner, who talked to a caller about two Republican strategists who say Rush Limbaugh is to blame for Romney's loss in the election.
Two political consultants in the GOP have gone after Rush Limbaugh, saying that Rush is to blame. The biggest problem that Romney had was the Republican primary, said Mike Murphy. He said that's what's driving the Republican brand right now to a disaster, and we've got to kind of get a party view of America that's not right out of Rush Limbaugh's dream journal. That's what's driving the Republican brand right now to a disaster. A party view of America right out of Rush Limbaugh's dream journal. So do you think he's right or wrong? Is Rush to blame? Does he share any of the blame at all in the conservative new media as well? All right, let's go to Dick. Hey, Dick.
The answer to your question straight up is no. I do not think that Rush Limbaugh is the cause of the end of the, what happened to Romney and stuff. The point being is he wasn't for Romney to begin with. He rallied the troops to go Republican no matter what. He didn't say anything bad about the guy in the latter months. He did have some criticism towards him in terms of not standing up in the debates, pointing out Benghazi, that he was too polite a man not to go after him. But the Republican Party has thrown up the weaknesses of the Doles. This country, the last election made it less, probably more polarized, but less on one end, because that the 51% went over the glass, and we're not going to get it back anymore. And the Republican Party has to have a reason to say, you know, why it went down. They've been doing this to themselves for years. They never stood for anything, and now they're trying to change a cheeseburger to a blue cheeseburger with Lady Gaga on it just to accommodate. That's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I've been listening to him for years. I am 58. I am in his demographics. I'm a chubby little white bald-headed guy, you know. But I'm getting sick of having to make excuses for my chubby little white bald-headed guy, you know. I think I'm as much as a person as, you know, anybody else out there. And we need to talk more in the future between everybody, just so we can get on common ground somewhere that we agree that we're human beings and we're all, you know, not bad people.
We do need to get on some common grounds, no question about that. Thank you for that input. Number five, the reaction to the election still going on. Rush Limbaugh, is he to blame for Romney's loss? Interesting speculation this week on a lot of talk radio programs. The News Talk World is what we survey here every week. As we move on to number six, listening to a couple of different radio programs talking about Black Friday and Thanksgiving. Here host John McGinnis, one of his callers, talking about some employees protesting the stores opening up on Thanksgiving Day.
This organized group known as Our Walmart, not a union, not unionized employees, but they want to encourage employees of Walmart to walk out on the job, for starters. And apparently they must have picked up on some, I would say, lack of likelihood for that to occur. So therefore, they've moved to the next option, and that is they're going to have protests outside Walmart stores. And they can only do it if it's for a legitimate protest, not for any kind of unionizing efforts. So says the National Labor Relations Board, and they also opine that this is not an effort to unionize, therefore it can happen.
You know, first of all, my thought is that these employees, they sought the employment, and they understood what was available and what was not. Yeah. And they chose to be hired, and the company chose to hire them. And now to change the rules subsequently, let me give you a simile. It's like the Walmart employer saying, hey, we've decided, arbitrarily decided, who is you know, who is social and who is asocial, and we're going to change your hours according to the number of people that come in during that time. I bet they wouldn't like that.
Absolutely.
So, you know, changing the rules after they had begun, just to me, it doesn't seem reasonable.
Yeah, no, I see it the same way. I also, I know this is not a real legitimate component of this question, but I working on a holiday is just, in my humble opinion, not that big a thing. And I probably worked about 20-plus Christmases over my career. I never minded it, and I always enjoyed Christmas nonetheless. In fact, there's a kind of a social element that's in play, I think, on the holidays that isn't there other times. It's kind of fun to engage with people. And you still have a big chunk of the day, if you divide it into a 24-hour period, to spend time with family and friends and do whatever it is that you like to do to celebrate the holiday.
So this year, Black Friday got off to its earliest start ever. A lot of shoppers put down their turkey and went right to the malls. Typically, the stores open up at midnight or in the wee hours of the morning after Thanksgiving, and that's why it's called Black Friday, because it's when the stores usually turn a profit for the year. This is when it starts, and the next month is all right to the bottom line. In fact, generations of shoppers have made Black Friday rituals. They go to bed early after the turkey, get up early, and go to the stores. But it's madness. It will be madness. You know what the driving is going to be like today. If you have the day off, are you going to go do some of your holiday shopping today? 800-510-8255. I thought it was interesting. About 11,000 shoppers were in a line around Macy's in New York City when it opened up. Some of them had been there since the parade on Thursday. All right, so that's that stuff. Let's get to the San Francisco nudity ban. That's up next here on the countdown as number 7 is in focus.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
We interrupt our program with massively fantastic news. Even more Old Navy favorites will be on sale Saturday as Cheermageddon continues. And here's an eyewitness account. Can you tell our audience what you're seeing?
More deals are incoming. Good gravy! It's Jingle Jammies for $8 and Fans Graphic Tees just $5 for the family.
This Saturday, continue to shop the most epically friendly sale ever. It's Cheermageddon at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Ballot 1124 excludes licensed sleepwear.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Lieutenant Colonel Cyrus Johnson, 307th Bomb Group, United States Air Force.
We were leaving with napalm. We had 40 100-pound napalm bomb missions. And when we took off, the gunner called back and says that they're erupting into the bomb bay. And I said, well, they've already erupted. And it was up against the back of the... I said, well, there's nothing wrong. So I went back, and there were three, four bombs that all erupted, and they had just falling up against the back of the Bombay. So I told him to open up the Bombay, and I jettisoned those four bombs, dropped them on into the ocean, and went on to the target. And we were the only crew that did that. Everybody else jettisoned the whole bombs. So I got the DFC for that. Didn't know that it was such a big deal.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
The countdown continues now. I'm Doug Steffen reviewing the top 10 this week. We're at number 7, which is the discussion that went on all around the country of the proposed nudity ban in San Francisco. Here's host Peter Tilden and his producer talking about why they think San Francisco's ban was the right decision.
I don't want to see me naked. Why should I expose this to anybody else, really? It worked. It would be an HR thing within a second. Okay, if I walked in without pants, somebody's going to HR right away. So why should I be out in the public just because it's San Francisco and I got to see somebody walking around? Why do you really have to be naked in public? Plus, if a restaurant has a B and you sit down on your bare butt in that restaurant after what I just said as far as restaurant stuff, they should slap an E in the window or close it up or put police tape around the door. I don't want to be anywhere. I'm waiting for a bus where a guy sat naked. I don't think so. I'm going for a snow cone where you're standing with your thing there. And I also, if I have a young kid, I don't want to be forced to have the birds and bees discussion just because you decided to walk out topless or pantsless. Take Robert. Robert's like 7 or 6, and we're at Venice Beach on a Sunday, and I picked the right Sunday to take him, where there are a couple women parading around completely naked. I think there was some kind of protest. I forget. Do you remember what that was, Wayman?
It was something about freeing the breast. I remember.
That if guys can walk around topless, so should women. And that's exactly the day that I'm there with my, like, 6-year-old who's going, what is that? And then you can't just have, like, a hamburger and a day. I got to now start explaining stuff. And, you know, please.
It's never the people you want to see naked.
No. You know, and I believe the other part of that is, like, nude beaches. You ever been on a nude beach?
Venice was partially nude for a hot second.
Here's what they need to do on nude beaches. They need to label them. There should be a fit nude beach, a 30 pounds over nude beach, a 60 pound nude beach, and an obese. And I'm not saying that to discriminate against people. It's just, if you're heavy, you don't want to be at a 10 pound over nude beach if you're 50 pounds over. You want to be on a 50 pounds over where everybody kind of looks like you, you know? I also don't want to be surprised when I come over that sand dune and go, whoa.
Whoa. That's it. The best piece of good audio is what gets you to imagine in your mind. You use your imagination. Peter talking about a guy sitting on a bus naked, that really does it, right? Doesn't that? You get that, and then you think, oof, yeah. All right, so that's number 7. We get to number 8, 9, and 10 in the next few minutes. The people list this week includes at number 9, Rahm Emanuel. Number 10, Rahm Emanuel. Number 9, Mrs. Clinton. Number 8, Susan Wright. Number 7, Mohammed Abbas. Number 6, Netanyahu. Number 5, John Allen. Number 4, Jill Kelly and Paula Broadwell tied there. David Petraeus, number 3. John Boehner is number 2. And Barack Obama, number 1 on that list. We'll complete our charts in a moment here on the countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This is a weekly event, 52 weeks a year, an overview from the Talkers.com website and also from our research producers of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, overviewing what the number 1 through 10 items have been in terms of national issues. And we're at number 8 this week. The situation in Illinois where there's been a proposal for people who are illegal to get driver's licenses. Here's host Jay Weber talking about this proposed Illinois law, anyway.
Let's focus on whether or not this law is going to solve the problem that Illinois lawmakers claim it will solve, which is unlicensed, uninsured drivers. And I know, you conservatives are going to want to read more into this, but Illinois supporters of this are coming from both parties, and they are claiming, honestly, no kidding, these licenses for illegals would be separate and distinct. They could not be used for identity purposes. They could not be used to access benefits, etc. They say this is all about making sure more illegal aliens know how to drive in America, and this will lead to safer roads because they will have a license, they will have their car registered, they will have car insurance when they drive. Reuters says, Illinois may soon become the most populous U.S. state to grant a form of driver's license to illegal immigrants after the nation's growing Hispanic population boosted the power of the Democrats in national and state elections on November 6th. A bipartisan group of Illinois politicians, and it's not that bipartisan, there are a few Republicans along with this, a bipartisan group of Illinois politicians announced on Tuesday they would propose such a law when the legislature reconvenes on November 27th. Washington State and New Mexico are the only states that currently allow illegal immigrants to get licenses. A California law that allows immigrants with federal work permits to receive driver's licenses will take effect in January of 2013 in California. Supporters said the law would be good for public safety, allowing Illinois immigrant motorists to get tested on their driving skills and to buy insurance. Quote, when you have a quarter of a million undocumented drivers on the road, it's definitely a safety concern, said Ron Holmes, spokesman for the Illinois Senate president. So if we take this claim at face value, this is about safer roads and more people with car insurance. Does offering illegals driver's licenses solve that problem? Do you really think that this is going to somehow make America's roads or Illinois' roads safer? Because I think they're morons for even suggesting it. Quoting the story again, supporters said the law would be good for public safety, allowing immigrant motorists to get tested on their driving skills and buy insurance. Folks, they're illegal.
Yeah, that's the bottom line, right? 800-510-8255, always the connection line here, or email to me, doug@dougstefan.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Get those directions at dougstefan.com in the listen box. Number 9, the demise of Hostess, the Hostess brand. They've announced plans for a shutdown, cost all of the thousands of people their jobs immediately, about 18,000 plus. Bakers for the company would rather lose their jobs than take pay cuts. Here are our hosts Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette talking to Aaron Katursky, the ABC reporter, following the Hostess plan.
It seems as if with those brand names, Aaron, that somebody would jump right in on that.
Yeah, they are, as the CEO told us, these products resonate, and so they are attractive to buyers, and there's already talk that maybe the maker of Tasty Cake or the maker of Entenmann's and Sara Lee may be interested at least in some of the brands and buying up the recipes. Now, whether they also buy the bakeries and employ all those people that are losing their jobs, that remains to be seen.
And Aaron, so are the prospects pretty good that somebody will be buying Hostess and it won't be out of business forever?
Well, the prospects seem good. There does seem to be some interest, and they've already had some interest, we're told. But we don't know whether that interest is going to mean the whole operation restarts the way it's been for the last 82 years, or whether people are only interested in buying the nameplate and maybe the recipe and doing away with everything else. The maker of Grupo Bimbo, who make all sorts of snacks based in Mexico. They're thought to be one of the leading options to buy Hostess, but whether they would just fold those operations into their existing operations in Mexico or whether they'd keep around the 36 bakeries that operate in this country, that's kind of an open question.
All right, so that it is what it is. You like that stuff's not good for you anyway, but it's kind of fun to eat some of those. I remember as a kid eating the yellow, the lemon-filled Hostess cupcakes. Ooh, yum. Number 10 on the countdown, some of the politicians on the other side are saying yum with the resignation of Jesse Jackson Jr. A lot of political reporters trying to get into the core of what the problem is. Apparently he's being investigated for some malfeasance using his office. He's got a good teacher, though, and his father, so that'll play itself out. The poll today and over the weekend at DougStefan.com focuses on your shopping habits for a Black Friday and the weekend, so you might want to check that out, along with a complete list of the doctors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.